We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin, and we are beginning on top of the Omid by the two dots. In the Mishnah it says that the Kohen Gadol does a Kriya Satira, and he lanes Parsha Achrei Mois, a Parsha in Emor, and a Parsha in Pinchas of the Musafim. So between Achrei Mois and Emor, he rolls the Sefer Torah while the Maturgaman is interpreting the Psukim. So he rolls it. But by the comes to the next thing, he rolls up Sefer Torah and he puts it in his lap and he says, there's more written here in the Sefer Torah, but basically I don't want to have Tircha Tzibura, so therefore I am going to lay it by heart. So why does he have to announce that? The girl Sefer Torah, Zok the Gemara, but Kolkach Lama, why does he have to make a whole announcement that Yosef Masha Karisi, more than I read, is really written here? Why does he have to say that? My answer is, you shouldn't think that maybe when he's rolling up Sefer Torah is because it's missing. It doesn't have the parasha of Parshas Pinchas in there. And therefore, he's not laning from it. So you tell him, no, it's not the reason. It's written more, but I'm going to do it by heart. And it says further in the Mishnah, the parasha of Musafim and Parshas Pinchas, which is in Sefer Bamidbar, Chumash Bamidbar, that he reads alpeh, reads by heart. Let him roll to the place, roll the Sefer Torah, until he reaches Parashas Pinchas, a lane right there. You don't roll the Sefer Torah, but Tzibur, but they cover Tzibur. Because of cover Tzibur, it's Tircha Tzibur for them to do nothing while you're a girl of Sefer Torah, and therefore it's not the covet of a Tzibur, and therefore you lay it by heart. So bring another Sefer Torah and lay Parashas Pinchas there. So Gemara says two reasons for that. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pekam Vishal Rishon, because of the pagam of the first one. Rav Shlaka Shom Mishum Bracha Shein Tzricha. When here it's one lane, you only make one bracha before and then eight brachas afterwards. If you bring another Sefer Torah, you have to take a new bracha. So it's a bracha Shein Tzricha. Now, what's the first reason we just read in the Gemara? Mishum Pekam Vishal Rishon, because you're worried about pagam of the Rishon. And the kasha is Rashi says Shloyim Rechasu. We shouldn't say it's missing. What do you mean? We said he announced it. That it's not chaser, so why can't bring another sefer Torah? Everyone knows they bring another sefer because it's not chaser. Now, so the Rishash and Tosfos Rosh speak about this question, and I don't really understand the Teretz so much, but the Kubbin of Teretz is, it's understood with Rashi so much, is that one is a shaila of chaser. That's the first thing. You speak out, it's not missing. But there's another problem here. There's a pagam. When you're not having a new aliyah and you just continue aliyah and you bring another sefer Torah, it looks like it's embarrassing for the first sefer Torah. It's like a pagam, and therefore you don't bring in another sefer Torah. Now there's another point over here. Bring another sefer Torah.
No, Nigla with Nikri.
Yeah.
He just said something about that a minute ago.
Right.
So now I'm going to go back and start reading again.
No. Weird. By my Niglo and Nikri, that Gemara there? So what's the question? We said...
He already announced that I'm going to start saying about Pesach.
This is the question. Don't do that. He's saying the worst question is don't do that. And that's the reason. Yeah. The your kasha is similar to the kasha of Tosfos Shonim that asks, and now we're asking the other way. Before we had a kasha, how you let it skip, and here, like, Zavar understood already that you're not being. So they're saying this is the reason. The reason is al tirchus buru. The reason not goyal. This Zavar never said the reason yet. The reason why you're not goyal is tirchus buru. This is
once
it.
One thing was asking niglo v'nikri.
Right.
And who said he said goyish mashukasu?
No, but he said it. Now he's saying why are you bringing out sefer Torah? And say it. You don't like the kasha, so say it. What do you want? Bring another Sefer Torah and say that really this Sefer Torah has everything there. But I'll bring another Sefer Torah. So my answer is become a Shavishan. Now another kasha I want to speak out here is that how you let a lane al peh? Halach is dorm shebe ksab yatar shaylemer al peh. You're not allowed to lane something from Torah b'hart. So the Tosfos Shonim speaks about that also. Tosfos Shonim here. It's a few different terutzim. Some terutzim are that his first teretz is that it's a mitzvah mufchor to read it inside. It's mashma from the first teretz, only there are bon and digadin, so b'shem kavod tzibur, they allowed you to do b'hart. There's another teretz is that it's more like tefillas hamusaf and they allowed to say ba peh. So here also, it's like, certain things allowed to say, it's like shema, you allowed to say ba peh. This is tefillas hamusaf and you allowed to say ba peh. And the third pshat is, it's only when you might see other people, you can't say it al peh. But here you weren't mighty other people. Here we'll see they had their own Sefer Torahs. They weren't mighty other people, so therefore you could say it apeh. The nafkamim of all these truths are: is could you say vayechulu hashemayim va'aretz b'hart when you say kiddush? If you learn the Vart is because something that you're used to and it's like part of the tefillah, so then you can say it by heart. But if the Vart is, I was telling you, you might see other people, it could be you might see other people by chulu, so you shouldn't say it by heart. A lot of people are makbir, daft, because they by chulu from a venture. Out this problem, out. You have Shamra, I don't know if you be might see other people, they have Shamra here. You by chulu, you might see other people from Kiddush, and therefore it's a shy off to do that.
Part of
Kiddush,
you might see other people?
Yeah, yeah, it's got a Kiddush to me, yeah, but that's the Vaistos, yeah. The Shah Holt, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, there's a var of vayichulos. It's supposed to say vayichulos three times. I think it's a var of being mighty people. So the mar vayto micha shin lepegam. Are you worried about pegam that was saying if you bring another sefer Torah, there's a pegam? Are we worried about that? Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha reshchaydesh teves chalias b'shabbes. Chaydesh teves, which is Chanukah. It's the middle of Chanukah. It's chal on Shabbos. Mevi and shalosh Torahs. You bring three different Torahs. V'karin ois achas ben yonah shal yoyim. One you lain ben yonah shal yoyim. Which is let's say whatever parasha that is, parasha Miketz. Va'achas Rosh Chodesh, one for Rosh Chodesh. Va'achas Chanukah, one for Chanukah. So you bring three Sefer Torahs. Well, why not worried about Pegam? You bring another Sefer Torah. So Gemara says, "Parsha Tlosa Gavri, Tlosa Sefer Lechav Gama." That the three people laying three different Sefer Torahs are not a Pegam. Chad Gavra, Betray Sefer Lechav Gama. It's only Pegam with one person with different Sefer Torah, that's a pagam ready. But for three different people, three different Sefer Torah is not a pagam.
That's why it's not a pagam for us today to bring another Sefer Torah.
Right, that's the case. Right, because new Aliyah, yeah. What?
Why do you have to
have any Sefer Torah? Even more, yeah. You could write any case of any Rosh Chodesh line of a Shabbos, not a Mechanica. But I guess it could be, this is more than one, what's the first place that says it? I don't know, it's a Mishnayis and Brises, I'm not a bit bucking all them, it says in other places. After the laning, he makes eight brachas. Like we saw in the Mishnah, we saw in our Mishnah that a Girsav 9, and we had to take out Yerushalayim or others, and this brisa would only have eight taka. Tana Rabbanan. The first bracha al Torah is B'der Shem Mavarach Mesa Knesset. That's the bracha Asher Nasa Alonu Torah SMS, which is the bracha you make in the shul when you're regular laning. The next bracha is al Avoida, which we said is Sha'ischa. Near a lot, the pasuk, it's like Ritzay, and then he says Sha'ischa Levat Chavir and Avoid. That's Al Havoida. Al Hayda is Atayv Lachal Hayda's. That's the bracha Hayda. Mechilas Avoin is Meicha V'Sleach Lavoin Esenu Ketikna. Val Hamikdash V'Yatzma is a bracha for Hamikdash. Val Kahanah V'Yatzma, Val Yisroel V'Yatzman, Val Shara Tfila. These are the eight brachas that the Kohen Gadol made after he finished laning. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa. What's the bracha of Shara Tfila? It goes like this. Shara Tfila, he said like this. Rina techina by kasha b'fanecha. He begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pleading for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al amcha Yisrael, shetrichin lo Yeshaya, they need Yeshuas, v'choysim v'shmei Tfila. V'achkach, and after the Kohen Gadol finished laning, kol echa v'echa maybe Sefer Torah base, everyone brings their own Sefer Torah, v'kayir by Elaine. So why don't they share? One person is married to everyone. Kedei laharois chazusay l'rabim. Everyone brings a Sefer Torah in order to show everyone their Sefer Torahs. Now, first of all, Rashi speaks out, they brought it from Erev Yom Kippur, because you can't bring it on Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to carry. They brought it from Erev Yom Kippur. That's what Rashi says. Mashal asks, you could have said that they carried it because Yerushalayim, Dal Sesel, and the Ulois Belayla, is an Erev. The Shash says, it's not Erev. It's a big tumult, but at Kabbalah, they brought it before Shabbos. Now, another thing the Gemara says is, everyone brought the Sefer Torah. Why? To show it l'rabim. So Rashi says, l'harais noyesh ha-Sefer Torah v'teferes b'aleha. To show how beautiful the Sefer Torah is. Because it says, zekeh l'maveyu, to do nice mitzvahs of Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an Indian to show everyone how nice the Sefer Torah is. This is a makar to show everyone your nice esrig. It's a Rashi really in a Gemara that is an Indian, but it's only a vad if you're showing it l'shma, because you want to show how beautiful your mitzvahs are. So then you can show, it's an Indian to taka dafka show it, and this way it's like kind of siphon to show how much you do mitzvahs and how much you beautify mitzvahs. It then says, end the mission like this. Whoever sees the Kohen Gadol laning is not going to be able to watch the burning of the Purim Hanasraf from outside Yerushalayim. So it says, Loi Pneshen Rishoy, not because you're not in a laudu, but because you're not going to, it's the same time, you're not going to make it from one place to another place. So Gemara says, Pshita, like, what would be the Isser to watch both? Like, of course you're allowed to. What's the Chiddush? What would be the Isser? Pshita. Ma'otem, Kedosh Lakash, Zom, Shlakash, Emavir, Mitzvahs. Maybe if you're watching one, you're not allowed to pass. If you're, like, in the area of the Kriya Star, you're not allowed to go somewhere else because Emavir, Mitzvahs. Kamashlon, no, it's not a primary Mitzvahs because you're going, Kamashlon, that's not why you can't watch it. The reason why you can't watch it is because you can't make it, but it's no problem if you have a mitzvah. So why not? Rashi says because you're not actually being oisik in the mitzvah. You're just watching it. But what's the mitzvah of a chlal? Well, my mitzvah, but roiv am hadus melech. No, the mitzvah is roiv am hadus melech. The more people that are there, the more covered for Kadosh Baruch. But you would think that maybe you have to stay by this place and not go to another place. Kamashlon, that you can, and the only reason why you can't be watching both is because it's impossible to be at both places at one time. Now, the here is Tosfos Yerushalmi has another kasha. How do I leave middle laning? The halacha is you're not leaving middle laning. It says in the pasuk, "Va'oyzve Hashem yichlu," and the Gemara says in brachas, "Zeh maniach sefer Torah v'yotzei." You're not allowed to leave in the middle of laning. So middle of the kriya, how are you allowed to lane anyway? You're not leaving middle laning. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi answers it could be like b'shas when you goyel from achri mois to achri abasar, then you're allowed to leave. It's in between. It's like in between aliyas. No, this is between the ach basar and. And Achim Mois, the first two, where he goyel, which is close. Those 5 seconds, you could leave at that time because that's like in between gava and gava when you're allowed to leave. Okay, so that's with the kriya. Remember, the kriya was in the second begadim. He started off Big Dezav. He did the Tamid Shal Shachar and a few other things. Then he did put on his Big Day Butz, put on his Big Day Lavan, and did the Tyrus of Fnai Lafnim. He did the Azaz Dam. Hapar Vasar, they did the Kriyas Parasha, and the Shreifas, and they did the Shreifas Parvasar outside Chushal Shmachnes. Now, he's going to go to the next stage. We said, actually, the Kriyas Parasha, it could be he was wearing his own clothing, so then he raided the Kirish Daimar Glai when he took off his Big Dilavan. But if not, so up to the switching to the Big Dizav now, it says in the Mishnah like this. In Bevigde Butz, Kairi, if he laned the Kriyas Atayr with his white Pagodim, so it's Kiddush Av Raglav, he washes his hands and feet from the Kita and Shalzav, and Pashai takes it off, Yard Vatoval, he goes and he's Tovel in the Mikvah, Olav Mestapuk, he gets up, he gets out of the Mikvah, dries himself, Avila Big Dezav, they bring the Big Dezav in, Velavash puts it on, Kiddush Av Raglav, does Kiddush Av Raglav again, remember there's 10 a day, a 10 in the day of Yom Kippur is 10 Kiddush Av Raglav, Velavash also as Eloi Ves Eloam, now he's in the third station, the third begadim, and he puts on, he goes and be makriv the Eloi, his own aisle, ves Elaam, and the aisle of the Am. The Eshivas Kvasim to be Mimnei Shana. And according to the Mishnah Fir Rabbi Eliezer, he also brings the 7 Kvasim in the middle, together with the Eloi, the Elaam. The 7 Kvasim are the Kabbalahs of the Masafim. What were the Masafim they brought on Yom Kippur? The Masafim were 7 Kvasim and a parla oila and an ayala oila. But according to our Mishnah, the ayala oila that says in Parashas of Masafim is the same ayala oila that says in Parashas Achrei Mois, where it says in the Pasuk that he brings Me'esa Das Mnei Yisrael, Yigech Shnei Se'iri Izim Lechatos, Va'ayal Echad La'oila, that's the same ayala oila that says by the Parasha of Musafim. So Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So our Mishnah says that in the middle, we'll just call it a station, just make it clear. In the third station, he brings the Eloi, the Elaam, and the Shivas Kvasim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva Eimeim Tomat Shal Shachar Yekreivim. He was machgriv the Zayin Kvasim, the Shivas Kvasim of Musaf. He did it in the morning, the first station, together with Tomat Shal Shachar. Then the Mishnah says Upara Oila Vesar Nas Bechutz. We have to know how to read that. We're not sure. Either you can read Im Tomat Shal Shachar Yekreivim Par Oil of Asar Nasa Vachutz, and then you have to know how to read this. Yekreivim Tomat Shal Benabayim. The Gemara will talk about this. Then after he did the third station, Kiddush Yad Raglav, he washed hands and feet. Pashat took off his Big Day Zav, a yard top of all of his topic. Avila Big Day Lavan, brought Big Day Lavan. For Lavash, he wore it, he put it on. The Kiddush Yad Raglav, the Kiddush Darman Raglav again. Nichnas Lahitz is Kafas Amachta. On the fourth thing, what he was to do, fourth station, he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, takes out the Kafas Amachta. Kiddush Yad Raglav, a Pashat, the yard top of all of his topic. Avila Big Day Zav, they brought him the Big Day Zav. For Lavash, the Kiddush Yad Raglav, every time you change clothing, there's 2 Kiddush Darman Raglavs. Then he went into the Heichel, the Torah Shal Ben Abayim, and also the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim as well. It's in the Mishnah, a little bit interesting, could sound like it was before, but they speak out, it was over here, Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. L'haytiv Zaneiris, V'kir Shal Devaraglov, U'pashat, and he took it off, and he V'ilay Bigdi Atzmai. He brought his own clothing, his weekday clothing, V'lavash, put it on, M'lavnois Ha'abesei, and everyone walks him home to his house. And the next day, or anytime afterwards, he used to make a suda, a kiddush, since he came out of the Kodesh B'Shalom. The Mishnah sounds like he made it the Yom Tov right now, but obviously it's Yom Kippur, you're fasting. So he made it afterwards. I thought it was like a Tushta, like, you know, like a, the Chasson Torah Kiddush. You don't make it right then, you make it afterwards, sometime afterwards. The Chasson Torah Kiddush, he made the Kiddush sometime afterwards. You know, he tried to make it the Shabbos afterwards, but not. He made it probably after Sukkot. Either way, he made the Yom Tov Ayoysa Lohayabav B'Shalom B'Shalom B'Shalom. He made a Kiddush, he made a Yom Tov. We don't know exactly when, but it was sometime after Yom Kippur. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very good Shmack and Mishnah, but one thing we have to figure out is when you brought all these Kabbanis, and that's in the discussion of the Gemara, when you brought these different Kabbanis. And we will start from Gemara in the next year.